Well, good morning. We're Rick and Patty Chapman, longtime members here at Peace Church. Cole asked us to say a little bit this morning regarding tithing in our lives over the years. Well, Patty and I have been practicing tithing for as long as I can remember, but that's been many, many years, so who knows really how long.
Well, you should know exactly how long, because our first day at Peace was the day after we got married, which was almost 35 years ago. But that's a story for another time. But even though Rick is not very good at remembering how many years we've been married, he is he is really excellent at tithing. And we both believe that tithing, giving a tenth of your gross income back to the Lord, is a very biblical practice.
I'm sure Cole will explain about that in more detail as he's preaching from the famous tithing passage on Malachi this morning. Those are really eye-opening verses, the way I see it, where God says we are robbing him if we do not tithe, and that we should test him and see if he won't in turn pour out blessings on us if we do. We can attest to the fact that God has been truly faithful to us over, how many years did you say?
35, honey. It's okay. Rick is correct. God has been so faithful to us. I really don't think we could even list all the ways that God has provided, not only in a financial way, but with good health, cars that run for more than 20 years, and we've certainly never missed a meal. In James, it says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. Our Father is so generous.
The passage in Malachi that we preached on this morning is from the Old Testament, but Jesus also spoke in the New Testament about tithing. He criticized the Pharisees for meticulous approach to tithing they had without practicing mercy. And he commended them for practicing, that they should practice both. And he commended the widow who gave her mite, all that she had to live on, for the work of God. So Jesus's comments make it clear that it's really about what's going in our hearts. It's not about rule keeping, but about having a thankful heart and recognizing that all we have ultimately comes from the Lord. For those of you who are struggling with the idea of tithing, I would encourage you to dig down deep, not into your pockets, but into your heart. What is going on there that makes you reluctant to give? I had to ask myself that sometimes. Do you fear you can't afford it? That's a very valid concern, because we do have responsibilities to meet. But giving back to God the first tenth of what he provides for you, instead of a little something that you think you might have left over after all those bills are paid, is a real act of faith, of trusting God to provide for you.
And tithing can be a lot of fun. I know that sounds like an odd thing to say, but participating in the work of the Lord really brings real joy. When we first married 35 years ago, seems longer. Rick was making a whopping $20,000 a year. And that at that time, that was a lot of money. We were like in the dough. But our friends were usually poorer than we were, and truly in need. So it was often very fun. We would sneak into their houses when they weren't home, and we would take like $100 in small bills, and we would hide it all over the house. And we don't know if they ever found it or not, because we gave it anonymously, but we're sure that they did find it just when they needed it, and then they could know it was from the Lord. Another thing that really has blessed me is that Rick and I are both on the same page about tithing. He has been a wonderful spiritual leader in this area. He figures out how much to give based on his current income. And if that amount changes, then we adjust the tithe accordingly. And Rick is very faithful to write a check each month to put in the offering basket. There's never a question about whether we will tithe any given month, and it's become a wonderful habit. I know that money in general can be a real source of trouble in a marriage, not to mention tithing, but I want to encourage you men to lead your wives in this area. I have known several women over the years who would really like to tithe, but their husbands were not willing. And it becomes a very awkward situation for a wife who wants to be obedient to the word. I'm not saying that a woman doesn't ever want to have the problem of not wanting to tithe, but I would like to ask the men to lead in this area.
Well, thanks for listening to our story this morning.
By the way, honey, you really do know the actual date of our anniversary, don't you? Because I'm expecting a big gift this year.